Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, good morning, morning, morning. Today is January 15th, 2021. This is going to be our first Blog Talk show. Of the year, and I'm so happy to do it all over again. And then this year, we're going to do something different. This year, we're going to try our best for every show to have one of our past interns on here with us. And then today we're going to have Kimeri Thompson with us. But for the original cast or the original crew, I am Taylor Dumas. I'm an accounting intern majoring in accounting at Florida International University. And then with me, I have Ajua.
Hi, everyone. It's Ajua. I am a recent graduate, well, almost a year graduate from Florida International University with a bachelor's degree in construction management and a minor in marketing.
Alrighty. And then for my other guest on the line.
Hello. Good morning. My name is Kimeri Thompson. I'm a current junior majoring in nursing at the illustrious Sloan Kettering University. So it's really nice to be here on this blog talk with you all.
Aw, thank you. And then for our other one on the line.
Good morning. I'm Sharnie Davis. I'm a recent fashion design grad from Clark Atlanta University.
All right. Thank you, guys. And then Kimeri actually attended recently. IMA just had their annual meeting. It was actually pretty nice. I went to the founders reception where we hosted like a little intern reunion, but not as many interns showed up as we thought. But the ones that did show up did bring a lot to the table, and I was really thankful that you guys came. Thank you. Kimeri, can you tell us, if you remember, what year did you intern with MCO?
Okay. I interned with MCO in the summer of 2018, and that was right after I graduated from high school and I was going into college.
Okay, so you kind of got the working and a business experience right out of college. That's something everyone wishes they could get. No cap. I wish I was able to get that.
Right. Well,
that's
it was out of high school.
Mhm. And then Miss Ann had you read the Think Grow Rich book as soon as you came in, like all of us, right?
Yes, I got the book just like everyone. I got it my first day.
Yes, I got in my first interview, like, the day I came in to onboard, she just, like, they made us go upstairs and, like, get all the books that we're supposed to read. It was so funny. It kind of confused me. Seeing that you've already read the book and you've had to read the book in its entirety since you've been here, what's one chapter or principle that really resonated with you the most?
Well, truly, I would have to say, firstly, with Think and Grow Rich, it's not my type of book I would read because it's not the genre I'm really attracted to. So on a normal day, if someone presented me this book, I'm like, yeah. But it was whatever reason that Anne gave it to me, I was strongly attracted to it. And that first chapter is what really, really drew me into it. Because after I read that first chapter, I could not put the book down. And that
honestly,
first chapter just set everything into play for me.
Honestly, that's so funny because all of us all have kind of, like, mixed feelings on it. I know when I read the first chapter, I'm not a person who likes reading books because the first chapter was really money-oriented and, like, how to achieve a certain number by a certain time. And I honestly was so turned off by it because money is not, like, my ultimate goal. So, like, we talked about this in our former, on our prior shows. We were like, the first chapter, all he ever did was talk about getting money. Like, we weren't convinced, right, Ajua?
I was not interested.
Yeah, it got to the second chapter.
Yeah,
with
it was
Faith.
The second chapter.
Faith really got me to hook onto it and, like, to keep getting at it. But that's cool. I like that you actually like the first chapter. Thank you. So to kick off the new year, we're going to be starting right back at 1. What's that song?
No.
Okay. We're going to kick off the new year starting back at 1, so which is desire. One thing that Napoleon Hill does say with desire is that it has to be definite. It cannot be a wish or a hope, and he says that specifically. And with those, with it not being a wish or a hope, that's where planning in its definiteness and planning in its definiteness and outlining ways to attain that desire are very specific, and they're very helpful and they're very needed. And that's one thing I've seen that Ms. Anne does for us. The, when she constantly asks why, she gets that from Napoleon Hill. And I like how he doesn't put it on a wish or a hope, because a lot of people say they have goals, but when you look at it, it's like you have a, you said that you wanted something. That's a wish. And until you outline it and take your time to make it definitive, it's not a desire or it's not a goal. And in that section, he also has a little story about Edward C. Barnes, who tried to work for Thomas Edison. And the one main principle, the one main idea that I got from that I really, really liked was that he said, again, desire has to be definite. But he also said, as much as the desire has to be closed, you mentally have to be open-minded. So for him, it was like Edward C. Barnes, he wanted to, his desire was to work for Thomas Edison, was to be like a top boy in the company. But he kept it open-minded to his goal. He goes, I may not start where I want to, but I'm going to start where I can and then work my way up to there. And whether that was part of his plan or not, one thing that I overlooked now going back and reading it, and that's a lot, that's another thing that I liked about IMA when I first saw it, was like they keep going back at the same book, and they, it's like watching a movie. And then like you guys can comment if you have any, you guys can comment if you want. It's kind of like as you read the book over and over again, you find those like little pinchers in the back of a movie.
Yeah, or like an Easter egg that you didn't catch before.
Oh, that's what's called Easter egg. Yeah. So one thing I didn't notice of the storyline is that he was trying to teach you how to be open-minded towards your goal. So I know for me, myself, as a college student, as other college students, we all want to get straight to our profession as quickly as possible. We want to get interns. We want to get internships exactly where we want to do. So, like, when I got this internship, I wanted to do strictly accounting. It took me so long. Like, the first week I was doing it, and then the second week I wasn't. So it was like, it took me so long to get to where I wanted to go. But because I got my foot in the door somewhere, I was able to keep working for MTO, allowing them to trust me and to show them that I'm responsible, that I can handle any responsibility thrown at me. And you guys can comment if you would like. And go on there. I just saw that you hopped on. Hello.
No, I agree.
Yeah, because I kept an open mind when I first started MCO that I'm not exactly in the accounting department. I'm not exactly doing accounting, but I kept an open mind with me and my cousin, my college guru, like I explained earlier. It was like when you keep an open mind to your goal and understanding that you will get there, not that it's like, not that it's a, it's a, it may be a little detour, but knowing that you will get there. And now I have. I get to work on project invoices. I get to work on certification. Like, now I'm getting to where I want to go. But if I had quit in the beginning, if Edward C. Barnes had quit when the man told him, oh, you can just brush the floor, he would have never got to his desire.
Right.
No, I definitely, I agree. I, even just being in school, like, you're surrounded by people who have, like, this hustling mentality where they feel like they have to consistently just be doing things to make the process quicker. And I, now that I'm older, now that I'm out of college, I'm able to reflect and see that, like, being open-minded is a safe haven. Like, that's a safety net, because you're allowing your brain to adapt to where you're trying to go, because you can't just wake up one day and say, okay, I'm going to be a millionaire today. Like, you can't do that. You have to start exchanging things. You have to start improving things. You have to stop doing things, and that takes time. And when you're open-minded to that, you naturally, like, just kind of allowing things to go into play, and you're opening yourself up to be changed and improved by it. And that takes time and
trying to go back and change the different things that maybe your mom told you that maybe might not work in this space that you're in. And that's hard for people to adapt to. So being open-minded allows that safety net and that space to just allow, you know?
Mm-hmm. And Kimari, as our special guest, as one of the past interns, when you interned here, were you able to pick your desire and outline it yourself, or did it take you time? Or do you have your desire outlined yet?
Okay, when I first came to MCO, I was very confused because, mm-hmm. as I stated earlier, I'm a nursing major, so it was a summer internship through the City of Miami Gardens where they would put, you know, different high school students within different businesses for us to learn different aspects. However, I was confused as to why I was placed within a construction company when I was a nursing major. I kept asking, why am I here? And I'm here for nursing. Like, is there, you know, no hospitals, no clinic? Like, is there anything else I can go to? But you know what? I'm very happy and I'm very grateful and I'm very blessed that I stayed with MCO, because if I would have changed, who would have known where I have been or what would I have learned? Because with Miss Ann guiding me and giving me Think and Grow Rich and telling me to read that first chapter, I don't think I would have been able to actually picture and draw out the way I wanted my life to go without her guidance. Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
With the first chapter being desire, you know, you have mm-hmm. to actually picture and figure out what is it that you want. Because you just can't just go outside and be like, you know, okay, I have
no knowledge.
You actually have to work up to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can't just, when you've gone in there and you realigned your goals. And
right.
You came in and said, I'm going to be a nurse at Jackson by such and such because I want to. You had to take your, you actually sat down and take your time, like, this, and this, and that.
Exactly.
And yeah,
exactly.
And that's another thing, because when I walked in, like, I want to be an accountant, da 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 da. But then I was like, I want to do this. And then I got with my cousin, I read the book, and I was like, he was like, so how are you going to do it? And I was like, you know, if God won't do it, it just won't get done. So then I had to take my time. You look at your resume, you look at your GPA, you look at how they're looking at you, and then you look at yourself as a college recruiter, and you say, what I want me? Like, I literally had to look at my resume. I had to look at my GPA. I had to look at what I brought to the table and how I spoke about myself. I was like, do I want me?
Exactly.
You really have, like, those real conversations. And then going on to that,
right.
The next thing that was really important and that I outlined for the chapter was that he gives you the steps to, and we'll see this word pop up again later in the chapter. Physical transmutation is the physical transmutation of definite desire. So taking what you want and what you outline and putting it into the real world. So it goes first, you have to define your goal. You have to define your goal to the T. Whether it be a physical amount or a goal, you have to explain to yourself and explain to your mental what you want specifically. Not, I want to be a nurse. I want to be this, for Kimari, if you did this, as an example, I want to be this type of specific nurse in this type of hospital by this time. Because if you leave your goal open-ended, you don't know where you're going to go. It's kind of like
exactly
driving or not knowing how to read a compass or a map. Yeah.
Right.
So, and then you decide what you will give up to achieve this desire. I decided for me, when it came to finding an actual internship, I had to give up work. I tend to be a workaholic, so when I had to achieve my desire of starting landing these accounting internships, I literally started calling off of work so I can sit down and work on my resume. Kimari, what did you have to give up to? As you're achieving your desire, what are you finding yourself giving up?
Whew. That's a lot that I have given up, and I'm actually still giving up anything. Well, I'll just start from the beginning. Since you all know that I'm in nursing school is pretty much my top priority. There's nothing else outside of nursing school, and that's caused me to, you know, lose friends. I really can't go out and do certain things anymore, and that's always been okay with me, but it got to the point where nursing was such a big priority, I could not really focus on myself and my actual mental and physical health. So I had to take a step back. I can't be a nurse if I'm not here. So that caused me to, you know, go back to the book of desire. Go back, say, okay, this is what I want, but I also have to take care of myself. So I picked up a minimalist lifestyle to where I don't, you know, take on unnecessary things. If I don't need it, if it's not necessary, I don't have it. So, like, let's say within my dorm. My dorm is my sanctuary. I literally created my dorm to be my safe haven and somewhere where I can rest, somewhere where I can relax and completely be myself without any external stress. So my room, just bed, you know, maybe some books, my computer, my tablet, and my phone. I don't have a TV. I don't really have decorations on my wall and stuff. And it's just, it's calm. You come in and you can just take a big breath of fresh air. That's something for me that was enough for me to, you know, take care of myself and my mental and physical health. That was enough for me to be like, you know what, this is what I need.
Yeah, and then to my understanding, that's also you creating a plan for yourself, because you have to look at your desire and understand how tough it's going to be, and then you plan accordingly. So you know being a nursing major or being in nursing school is mentally tasking. So if you create a self space for your mental to relax, I feel like inward in yourself, you gave up something, but you also planned for something else, and I feel like that's really dope. And then going on to the third one is creating a definite date, creating a definite end date. So by such and such time, this desire should or needs to be reached, or these certain steps to achieve your desire should or needs to be reached. You need to create a definite plan to attain your desire. And then once it's created, just begin immediately. Like, a lot of us tend to create goals for ourselves, and it's like, I'm going to start just when the moment's right. But 9 times out of 10, that moment is just so skim. That 1 second or that week where you have nothing to do is just not achievable all the time. So if you just start as soon as you do it, it doesn't have to be, say, you want to achieve, like, I don't know. I just lost it. Sorry. Say you want to achieve something, a certain task by a certain date. You don't have to do all of it in one day. What's that phrase? Rome wasn't built in a day? Yeah. You don't have to achieve all in one day. What he wants you to do is just start somewhere. And anytime you watch those, like, guru videos or those goal videos, they tell you you're not going to finish it in a day. Like, it's not going to happen overnight. And that's one thing that he put in, like, in a different way that I thought was nice. And then step 5 is just putting everything that you outlined into one clear, concise statement. So not like a paragraph, not a story. Just put it into one sentence about what the desire is, when you plan to achieve it, what are you going to do to achieve it, or what are you going to give up to achieve it, and then how do you plan to accumulate the desire. And I thought that was really dope as well. And then the 6th step is to just keep reiterating it to yourself. And that goes to one of his later topics of auto-suggestion. It's just read the statement out loud to yourself 2x daily as suggested when the sun rises and when the sun falls. I thought that was cute. Because he didn't say in the morning at the night. He said when the sun rises and when the sun falls. He's to win.
He said repeat it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. But repeat it, because when you repeat something out loud, not only are you mentally, like, you're mentally going through it twice. You're saying it from your mouth, and you're also hearing it. You got to know the words, and you're also hearing the words, and I thought that was kind of cool. Charney, do you want to go on with the second part? Also, guys, don't feel free. I tend to talk a lot, so feel free to just, like, interject me with your comments or concerns.
So I did want to just go off of one of the steps that you had stated about create, like, a definite day and a definite plan. And I wanted to ask this question to Kumari, just being at the age that you're at right now within our generation, was that difficult for you? Because we have adapted this concept of just being able to just freestyle just freestyle a lot of stuff and not actually have just kind of something that's concrete because of the things that were shown on social media, because of the movies that's coming out, because of the brands that's increasing the ideology of literally just going with the flow and just adapting that way. Was that hard, like understanding and consuming that concept, was that hard to implement that into your lifestyle? And if so, like, if you don't mind explaining that.
Okay, well, actually, that's a very great question. But for me, I don't really concern myself with how other people live their life because everyone's life is their own individual experience, and I can't relate to anyone else's life except my own. So within my own life, I try to make my life the best for me. My priority in my life is to be happy, to be content, to be loved, and to give love. So, yes, sometimes I tend to be a lot more concrete than others because a lot of people, you know, they tend to go with the flow. Oh, everyone wants to go here. We're going to go here. You know, I really don't have a set goal with myself. But me, I don't like surprises. I really don't like surprises. I like to have everything planned out before it happens. I like to know what happens before it happens. I really don't like surprises. So that's kind of why I have, you know, a very concrete foundation for myself because I kind of know what I want for myself. I want to be able to, you know, buy a nice house. I want to buy a nice car. I want to be able to provide for myself and not look at a price tag and be like, dang, I don't have the money for it. You know, I want to be able to do things in luxury without worrying about it breaking my pocket. Mm-hmm. And so that takes
so
time. That takes dedication and. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that all comes down to like what he says in the book and every chapter, just planning ahead, making sure
exactly.
You know what you want, getting to outline what you want.
Exactly.
So you've always
and
been that person before you read this book.
Right. And reading the book has actually given me more of an idea of how to put my personality and the things that I am on the inside, outside into play. So let's say, you know, a group of your girlfriends are like, hey, we're all going to go to Bora Bora for a week. You know, let's go. If you don't have the money, nor do you have the financial stability to even go on this trip, how can you go? But if you plan ahead and you have money that you have in your savings, you can be like, you know what? Yeah, let's go this week. I'll be able to do it. It's less of going with the flow and more of having things in the bag. I'm sorry?
But that'd be like an unachievable desire. So, like, as you think about what you want and you start planning it out, you see all the negatives in it and you kind of say yes or no to it?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. So that even goes into the latter end of the chapter where he's basically talking about the money conscious mindset and different things of that sort and just kind of what breaking down what true belief is. And that's going back to one of the steps previously that Taylor touched on about consistently reminding yourself when the sun comes up and when the sun goes down of your plan. Because I definitely learned that repetition is the mother skill. And if you just, you know, consistently keep saying something, consistently keep doing something, whether it's progressive or whether it's, you know, harmful to you, like you're going to get whatever you consistently keep doing or keep saying. And so if you can think back on your process, Kamara, what are some tactics that you use to combat old thinking patterns or environment that was not like helpful or a catalyst to you receiving this information?
Well, first things first, I had to change my way of thinking. I had to take a second to just stop and think because you really can't just keep doing the same things and expect a different result. So I knew that how did it look?
Yeah, like say for instance, I came to you from a perspective of what you used to do. What would you do in that moment? Like, how does that physically look in your life?
Well, how I used to do things. I kind of did everything with, I did things first, then I thought about it later.
Mm.
So now that I'm at this age and I've gone through things, I'm like, you know what? I have to take a second because time is infinite. But once you make a decision, the decision is made. You can't go back and erase it. So just taking, one or two seconds to just sit and think and plan before you go and act, that can save you a lot of trouble and give you a better result than what you were going to do anyway.
So now you're cautious about your approach to things. You're not so hasty with it. Got it. I love it. That's mature. That's really, really, really mature. And, you know, I do have another question following up with that one. So because you changed your thought processes, did that change any other type of routines that you had? Like, did you have to do things differently in the morning? Did you have to set, like, reminders in your phone at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, remember this? You know, just what were the physical changes in your routine that you had to set so you can adapt to this practice? Or were there any?
Well, in the morning, what I do every morning, I say a quick prayer. Thank you for waking me up. You know, thank you for my family and friends, and thank you for this new day to do better than yesterday. That's my morning prayer each and every morning. You know, I do my morning routine of, you know, washing my face, brushing my teeth, and as I'm looking in the mirror, I'm like, you know what? I am strong. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am happy. I say my daily affirmations. And, you know, throughout the day, I just tell myself, you know what, you can do it. Today is a great day. Don't let one moment of sadness or one inconvenience depict the rest of your day. Because you're the only one who can control yourself and your day. No matter what happens, if you choose to be happy and you choose to stand up in the face of adversity, nothing can stop you. Once you understand that power is within you, there is nothing that can change your mind or steer you astray from what you want.
And that honestly goes tied into the next phase. It's like how to keep a desire, how to keep the fire on a desire going.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is, I'm so happy that this book was able to give you the authority, because that's what it sounded like. It's giving you the authority to be in control of your life versus your circumstances being in control of your life, or your situation that you used to be in when you're 5, control your life. And, you know, because you speak with so much authority and that you know yourself and you know what you need to do and what you don't need to do, what would be one piece of advice for someone who's wanting to think and grow rich, but they don't know how to start?
Okay. Well, my piece of advice for anyone thinking about to read the book and to also practice this lifestyle would simply just to be, start with yourself. You have to figure out what it is that you want and what is it that you want to do and how you want to do it in order to start this lifestyle. So it's not something you can just pick up and do overnight. Once you figure out the things you want to do for yourself and how you want to do it, then that's how you can start this lifestyle of Think and Grow Rich. So it's simply just starting with yourself, figuring out what it is that you want, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it.
So just basically having those that come into the realities of life, you know, and kind of sitting down with yourself versus letting the things externally control you, right?
Exactly.
I like it. Okay, my last question will be, so now that you've gone through the process, what advice would you give someone on how they can maintain? Because that's the most important part. You can start it, but if you don't maintain it and execute it, it really doesn't have any power. What would you tell someone on how they can maintain this new lifestyle? If you can put it in 3 simple steps, what would it be?
Well, step one, understand that nothing is constant or consistent. Everything is always changing.
I love that.
Step 2, be open to change and welcome change. Don't be so stuck on your one goal that you kind of miss other opportunities coming your way. And step 3, enjoy it. Enjoy all of it. Because life is a learning experience, but it's an awesome experience. This is your only chance within this life to be you. So you might as well do it. have fun, be happy, do everything that you want to do. Even if it's crazy, even if people don't believe in you, do it. Whatever makes you happy, whatever brings you joy, whatever makes you feel like you're your truest self, do it.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kimari. Is it Kimari, right?
You're welcome.
Yeah, Kimari. Cool. I just want to make sure. Like, I hate when I pronounce his name wrong. Alrighty, thank you, Kimari. Honestly, this is our first. This is a good show. I don't know how we're gonna need to pop this next week, but we'll figure it out. I just want to thank everyone today for who joined us. I want to thank our special guest, one of our past MCO interns from 2018, Kimari Thompson. Y'all look out. She's gonna be the best next nurse up in line. I'm going to close out the show with the last words. I like to get a quote from the book and then close out the show to lead to the next chapter. So on page 44, towards the end, I'm going to close out with, fortunately, nature has also given us the way to channel desire unwaveringly towards the goals we name and seek. It is the way of faith, the second step to riches. Faith is a state of mind by which may be induced by auto-suggestion. So as we get into the next chapters, that's what we're going to focus on, faith and auto-suggestion. And I want to thank everyone again for today for having such a great show. We're going to get better and better as time goes on. And thank you very much, and everyone have a great day.
Take care.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Y'all have a blessed day.
You're welcome. You as well.
Be safe.